Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the third day in the month of October 2025. It's a beautiful new day and it's another day to be thankful. It's another day to be grateful that the Lord is still God. He's still Abba. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Please accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic from our Open Heaven Manual that says, two kinds of wonders. Two kinds of wonders. Our info today is taken from In 10. In Christ alone. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 6. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 136 verse 4. Psalm 136 verse 4, which says, to him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. Our Bible reading is taken from Exodus chapter 12 from verse 21 to 30. Exodus chapter 12 from verse 21 to 30. From verse 21, it reads, then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in blood in the basin and put some of the blood on top and on both sides of the door frame. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on top and the side of the doorframe and will pass over that doorway, and he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down. Obey these instructions as a lasting ordinance for you and your descendants when you enter the land that the Lord will give you as he promised. Observe the ceremony, and when your children ask you, what does this ceremony mean to you? Then tell them, it is the Passover sacrifice to the Lord who passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt and spared our homes when he struck down the Egyptians. Then the people bowed down and worshiped. The Israelites did just what the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of the prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, once again our topic is two kinds of wonders. There are two kinds of wonders, the good and the bad. In 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to 27, there was a man called Naaman, who was the captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a leper, and Elisha asked him to go and wash in the river Jordan so that he could be healed. When he did, his skin became like that of a newborn baby. This is an example of a good wonder. After this, Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, ran after Naaman and fraudulently collected gifts that Elisha rejected. When Elisha discovered this, he caused Gehazi, saying, I command that the leprosy of Naaman will cleave to you. Immediately Gehazi was covered with leprosy and became as white as snow. Now this is an example of a bad wonder. When God manifests himself, he performs good wonders in the lives of his children. He is gentle to his children, but he is also a consuming fire to those who refuse his lordship. In today's Bible reading, the children of Israel enjoyed the good wonders of preservation and escape from the bad, from the angel of death. However, at the same time, the Egyptians experienced God's judgment. At the Red Sea, while the Israelites saw the mighty wonder of God, as they the sea parted for them to walk through it, the Egyptians were drowned by the same sea. Exodus chapter 14 from verse 21 to 28. God is a God of wonders, but the type of wonders a fellow will experience from God will depend on whether he or she is for him or against him. Beloved, are you on the Lord's side, like we see in Exodus 32 from verse 26, or in the devil's camp? It is not only unbelievers who are not on the Lord's side. Carnal Christians are also not on his side. Paul said in Romans 8 verse 7 that the carnal mind is enmity against God because it is not subject to God's law and can never be. A carnal Christian wants to do things his or our way, but not in God's way. Such Christians are moved by what they see and not by the word of God. Anyone who lives like them will not enjoy God's wonder. If you are not yet born again and you want God to make your life an example of a good wonder to others, come to his side today and surrender all to Jesus. If you are already God's child, then refuse to be a carnal Christian and totally surrender your mind to be constantly renewed by the word. Today's open heaven comes to the reflection that says, check your life. Are you preparing to experience God's good or bad wonder? Check your life. Are you preparing to experience God's good or bad wonder? May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.priestbalashready.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalashradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This to give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again until we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.